thanks for tuning in. We are in the last sort of quarter of the program. Today we've been discussing the art and writing that Freya and Helen have worked on together. And Freya is a neurodivergent affirming art therapist and has been working with Helen, and Helen chose that absolutely fantastic song, that very good feel-good kind of song. So I just wanted to ask you, Freya, what exactly does it mean to be a neurodivergent affirming art therapist?
Ooh, it's a pretty good question. Neurodivergent affirming as a term is popping up quite a lot in a lot of different spaces. And I guess the fundamentals is that you are in support of people's neurodiversity. In general, that's everybody. But to be neurodivergent affirming is to accept that brains are different and you can be exactly perfectly as you're meant to be and have a difference in how you process aspects of the world. Neurodivergent is really broad and hugely encompassing as a term. My own experience is that I'm autistic and ADHD. Everybody that I work with is neurodivergent, but they're in many different ways. So each individual is still quite an individual. It's fundamental to the practice in terms of the work that I do as a creative art therapist is that firstly, I accept people however they are. And just because they might have a range of challenges stemming from disability or personal doesn't mean that one way of working with people will be the automatically correct or right for them. But it's allowing people to define aspects of their world and what is meaningful for them, and to look at their own experiences and body responses and ways of thinking about things. So we know within neurodivergency, you have, or diversity, means some people have an exceptional skill of working with their hands and don't speak. That doesn't mean they're not verbal, but they may not be speaking. Other people might be hyperverbal and then struggle with sensory issues. Other people have little control over aspects and parts of their body, but have the most incredible way of thinking and communicating that in their own method. It's just hugely diverse. The most important part is that you're allowing someone to be who they are and not trying to change them to fit somebody else's definition of normal.
And I guess that's a really great thing about the paradigm of neurodivergence, and coming across it quite late in my journey with mental illness, or like in contrast to the idea of mental illness, I guess. That's we talk about it a lot on this program. So I thought, seeing as we're running out of time a little bit, we might play some poetry by two other artists in the anthology. This is, thanks, Ag. Resplendent by Freya Phoenix.
Resplendent by Freya Phoenix. This shedding of layers, this unraveling of my soul, of my mind. It's a process, a detox, a liberation. I'm fragile yet strong. I'm broken yet healing. I'm cracked, yet I'll be filled with gold. Progress is lagging. Acceptance is an exertion. Painful, raw, emotions histrionic. Healing is auspicious. Emergence is transpiring. Fresh, new soul, newborn-like, mind-changing, developing, neural pathways shedding, toxic layer after toxic layer. Finally revealed beneath the messy, broken layers is a new formed self, a free self, liberated, loved, whole, emergence. A newborn creature, a soul I now know and love, fragile yet complete, new understanding of self. Finally, wings are free. I emerge myself, my true self, liberated and free, resplendent.
And we're going to go to another of the poetry pieces in the Weaving Words Together, A Journey of Reflections anthology. This is Alone by Wendy Rex.
Alone by Wendy Rex. Content being alone, but longing for family and friends, always wanting to have my own family. Fond memories of growing up with my family. It was quite at home. Growing up with Mum's voice, gentle and nurturing. In this moment, the past moves into the space of I don't know. Fear takes over, fear from for the time without Mum's voice. Without her gentle nurturing, without her alone.
And the piece you just heard was Alone by Wendy Rex. And that is from the anthology from writers belonging to Rainbow Cares Share Space. And we've been hearing from Freya Pinney and Helen, who are also amongst the group of authors. Could you tell us how you can read the full thing, Freya?
Yeah, the book's actually for sale. It's just cost price sale, so it's $6 for a 60-page book, and you can access that from Rainbow Care directly. And they have an email, which is info@rainbowcarehomeservices.com.au. But we might pop a link up on the socials,
yes,
because
so
it's a bit tricky to try to capture that fast.
Absolutely. You can check out, after the show, our Instagram and Facebook, and we'll make sure that that email is provided for our listeners, our wonderful listeners. I thought I'd just conclude with, you know, maybe what would Helen and Freya, your suggestions be to people who dabble in art but haven't tried art therapy? Why should people make the leap into art therapy?
Well, it's not really an art class, and it's not about creating the perfect picture, and it's not really about learning techniques, but along the way you might do any of those things. It's really about using art materials in a really the broadest definition of art material. So it could be anything, to be able to express yourself and come to understand yourself well, and having somebody facilitate that process and witness and be there to remind you of aspects and sort of support you along the way to just truly be able to express who you are and look at your own experiences and have those very much validated. So when I say the broadest sense of the word, I'm talking anything from dance parties in the lounge room to making costumes and working with fabric, or it might be just working with textures, or it can be traditional painting techniques. It can be sculpture. It could be screaming at the beach. And anything in between.
For people out there, especially, you know, what's happening in the world and everything, give it a go, because it helped me a lot. And just give it a go. It helped me a lot in that perspective. So you might find it really great, you know. So
it's really helpful for people who maybe don't have such a strong grasp on language and words to be able to still find ways of expressing themselves.
Yeah, and I think that self-expression is so underrated. I think it's one of the things that I've personally found as I've understood helping to understand myself better in order to express myself better through various mediums of writing and music and things like that. That's obviously one of the great things about radio, is you get to listen to a lot of music. And thank you. One of our selectors, our long-term selectors, is Stephen, our volunteer. Thank you. You rock. So we might finish off the show with one or two. Actually, we've probably got time for two songs. Coming up next, Self Help by Dumb Things, and after that, If Only by Ella Dunshay. And that's about us finished for today. So, we'll say goodbye now. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. Thanks, everybody.
You are listening to the Only Human podcast. Only Human is a weekly program on social justice, disability rights, psychology, social research, and mental wellness. You can listen in Brisbane on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM and Set Digital on DAB Plus radios. Love community media? You can support 4ZZZ by subscribing or making a donation at 4ZZZFM.org.au.